It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Michael Hill. Indian Americans are the second largest immigrant group in the country after Mexican Americans, and they have the highest median income. But as WNYC's Arun Venugopal explains, a new report helps shed additional light on their attitudes and experiences of discrimination.
Milan Vaishnav is a co-author of the new report and director of the South Asia Program at the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace. He says the wealth and high socioeconomic status of Indian Americans has allowed many Americans to think the community is relatively inoculated from discrimination.
We know that now not to be true.
Vaishnav says the report was based on a survey of 1,200 Indian Americans last summer.
What was really surprising to us and somewhat shocking is that one in two respondents, 50%, personally experienced discrimination in the past 12 months. The majority point to bias on the basis of their skin color.
But then they were asked how their experience compares to that of other groups, whether racial or, say, LGBTQ or women.
As bad as they might have it, they actually think they're relatively better off than many other minority populations in the U.S.
And within the community, there are big differences. Someone who's younger and was born here, for example, is more likely to have felt discriminated against than, say, their immigrant parents, despite the older generation's distinct Indian accents. Devesh Kapoor is a scholar at Johns Hopkins University and co-authored the report. He says younger Indian Americans are also more willing to be critical of India, as that country engages in what he calls democratic backsliding.
They are less willing to cut India slack if the government engages in actions that adversely affect minorities or otherwise have, you know, intolerance.
As younger Indian Americans age and increasingly shape political discourse, this could very well have foreign policy implications. Arun Venugopal, WNYC News.